Long back in the spring, there was an old lady that lived over to the side of Boone that knew all about old-time cooking. I mean, that lady had more recipes in her head and writ down together than anybody you could think of. And there was a couple of things Rosalie wanted, and she was in Boone one day, and she said, "Honey, do you remember how to walk around that path?" I said, "Yeah, I'm used to that place." "It goes to that old lady's house?" I said, "Yeah." "Got more stick with me if you want me to go around there while you shop a while?" She said, "Yeah." She ran me over there in the car to where the path turned off the highway, and I went around to the old lady's house, and she was sitting on the porch of churning. You could hear that big old dash go, whoosh, 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 where she's sitting there churning that milk in that big old wooden churn. And I walked up in the yard and said a howdy, and she said, "Son, come on up on the steps and sit down in the shade out of that hot sun. You'll burn up." I got up there and sat down, and we talked a while about what a fine summer it looked like it might be, and she's talking about how full the apple trees were blooming, all that kind of thing, you know, about how country folks are, about how proud they are of their farm and whatever. In a minute, she said, "Would you like to have something cool to drink?" And I said, "Yes, I would." She went in the house and brought back a pretty little wooden bowl, about the size of the sound hole in that guitar, I guess, at the bottom, and it tapered up just a little at the top, and it was a pretty good-sized bowl. I had about a pint and a half of good cold buttermilk in it. Lord, how good that was. I was a-slepping on that and a-talking to her there, and there was a little old pig come a-lumbering up through the yard. Must have been about a half-grown pig, and he come up and kind of sniffed at my shoe and nibbled at it like he was going to kind of tickle my foot with his nose or something, and then raised up and went, oink, oink, oink. And I took another swig or two of that buttermilk, and I said, "Lady, that pig of yours sure is friendly with me." And she says, "Yes, sir, son, he sure is, considering that you're drinking out of his bowl." Let me tell you one more pig joke, and then we'll pick some more. This is a little better one than that. There's a fellow, Bob Johnson, lived over between Asheville and Hendersonville during the 30s and the hard times of the Depression. He had a whole house full of boys. There was about five or six of them. The two oldest boys, Jack and Joe, and that Joe was about as tall as that mic stand there, but that Jack, he's a big old tall rascal, about like T. Michael here. Anyway, they got along fine as brothers and as friends, and Joe wasn't afraid of nothing. He had more nerve than Jack, actually. They traded around, got a hold of a little old T model, and they was loafing around one Saturday night and come down the road with this farmer's hog lot, and the moon was shining pretty and bright. And there's 15 or 20 big Schultz in there, and they decided they'd take one of the pigs home with them and butcher him, because they hadn't had no pork over at their house in a month of Sundays. And Jack said, "Son, what are we going to do with this hog? Ain't going to want to haul him." Got him back to the car, and they said, "Well, we can get him up and sleep between us." And they got him up in there and settled him down right good, you know. Being farm boys, they understood pigs, you know. They scratch him behind the ear, and the old hog would go, "Oink, oink, 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 oink." And he quieting right down in that seat, and he's going down the road, and they come around the curve of the road. There sat the sheriff's car parked with the road. Jack is driving, he looks over at Joe and says, "Son, what the heck am I going to do? He's been accusing me of bootlegging. He knows sure as heck he's going to stop me, don't you?" And Joe said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing, Jack. You can't outrun him. You might as well go on down there and take your chances with him." And Joe pulled his cap off and sat down over that pig's head. That hog, he'd done quiet and plumb down asleep. He didn't mind that cap at all. It had cut a little more of the light out, and he's sleeping that much better. And the sheriff pulled him over when they got down there, and he said, "What's your name, son?" He said, "Sheriff, you know me. I'm old man Bob Johnson's boy. Live up here on the hill." "Yeah, you are, ain't you?" He come around the other side, and he held his lantern up a little bit and looked at Joe, and he said, "Well, son, what's your name?" He said, "Sheriff, I'm Joe Johnson. I'm Bob, Jack's brother, and Bob's boy, too." "Oh, yeah," he said, "you are, ain't you?" He held his lantern up a little more and looked at that pig's nose sticking half a mile of that cap bill, and he said, "Well, what's your name?" And Joe kind of hunched that hog a little bit with his elbow so the sheriff couldn't see him, you know, and the hog said, "Oink." Well, the sheriff looked kind of bewildered, and he said, "Well, go on, boys, and behave yourselves." And when they drove away, he looked at his deputy and said, "Son, I've been the sheriff here for a long time, but I'll be danged if Oink Johnson ain't the ugliest man I've ever seen." Jack, I would like for you to pick another fast one right now, and let me hear you play Stony Creek. Have to let this boy show off a little bit on that fine guitar he's got there.
Get it, Oink.
Zach, where'd you learn this tune?